Dr. Olivera's dictating a note on Sharon Williams, first name, S-H-A-R-O-N, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-M-S. This is a clinical case of a 55-year-old female that we are following in the practice because of the presence of arterial hypertension that is associated to overweight, sodium intake, the stress. Fortunately, the patient has realized that this hypertension has been under control, period. The fact that she's a nurse made an impact in the modality of therapy and the way she handles the medication, period. She was encouraged to follow the recommendations that we give. Her kidney function is very well preserved. The patient maintains an estimated GFR of 104 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. However, the diastolic blood pressure today is 94, I understand, and the possibility of a white coat syndrome is considered. When I ask the medications that she takes, she hesitates to answer the question about the frequency. Nifedipine ER, she doesn't remember clearly if she takes it twice a day. Is compliance playing a role in the control of the blood sugar? Of the blood pressure is the most likely explanation. Number two, another consideration is that the patient is taking Mounjaro for the overweight, and she has lost from 225 to 193.6 pounds today, which is commendable. I encourage the patient to continue taking the medication until she reaches the ideal body weight. And, however, I won't stop the medication in order to avoid rebound. Following up, hyperlipidemia. Unfortunately, we don't have results for cholesterol this time. And we will order this test for the next evaluation. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with PPIs on PRN basis. I spent reviewing the lab 7 minutes and in the face-to-face 25 minutes, we went through the morbidities of associated to overweight and discuss the sodium intake, discuss the protein intake, the need for her to avoid the industrial production of food and go into a plant-based diet. I am very happy with the progress. However, the blood pressure should be under control at all times. A blood pressure log was encouraged and has to be taken back to the office in order for us to make sure that we are doing what is correct. Reevaluation in January of 2024. Excuse me, of 2025.